Well, I was in Tunisia. It was like at college. We went on this 2-week trip, and we were staying locally in this beautiful village. And the people were great. And I arrived the first day, and I had to go. And I went in, and they didn't have like a toilet. There was just a hole in the floor where you have to kind of squat down. And something happened with my body. It just went, that's not going to happen.
Nope.
I didn't want to do that. And I didn't go. And I didn't even think about it. I was a little... It was a little full at the end of the 2 weeks, but then I arrived back home in Denmark, and I got home, and within 28 seconds, I was in the toilet, and it was bliss. It feels good sharing. I've never told this story before, and it's wow. Thank you.
There's something rotten in the state of Denmark. All right, I gotta ask you, you are from Denmark.
I am.
I think.
Have you been?
You know, I have not. It's one of the things, I love my job, absolutely love this job, but because of the constraints of being here, I don't get to travel as much as I would like to. That's the only downside to this gig. And so I've never been to Denmark. I would love to go. I don't think we know that much about Denmark. What are the misconceptions, or what are things that would surprise
you? Well, I mean, we used to be the happiest people in the world, apparently, but we slipped down to third. Apparently.
Yeah. Do you know why?
I have no idea.
Right.
I have no idea.
Probably constipation.